This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Forgive me, I'm kind of losing my voice. I was screaming a lot at the TV yesterday. I don't understand how the Cowboys could lose to the Jets. Sorry, I used to be a Jets fan, but that game was ridiculous. So sorry, I've kind of lost my voice, a lot of screaming yesterday. However, I probably, started losing my voice during childbirth. Because, I don't know if you guys have ever witnessed a woman give birth. I know you see it in the movies a lot. It's one of the most barbaric looking scenes. I mean, you thought Game of Thrones was bad. A delivery room, it's not for the weak. And I've given birth twice, vaginally, not C-section. I don't know how I could have done C-section. You know, they say women are wussies if they go for C-section. Oh, hell no, because the recovery for C-section is horrible. I would rather, squat and plop out the baby than have to deal with, C-section scars and constipation and pain medications and all that. So I consider myself blessed to have not had to have a C-section. But, The maternity ward, or your room, it's like a war zone. I mean, it's messy, there's yelling and screaming, there's slapping, and it was interesting because there's a study that came out in The Lancet highlighting the verbal abuse and the physical abuse that unfortunately a lot of women in Ghana and Guinea and Nigeria have incurred during, the most vulnerable time of their, let's say, medical life. And there's a study looking at how there's a lot of physical abuse, verbal abuse. And I thought we should kind of talk about this because, this is what you don't see on TV. And a lot of people say, well, no, when my wife gave birth, the doctors and the nurses were like, go, give me a V. No, that's really not the way it was. I mean, how I remember it is the nurses, and bless them, because I credit my kids being alive today due to the nurses and the nursing staff. But I mean, they were battle axes. I mean, and they yelled and they were like, Dr. Wax, and they wouldn't even call me doctor. They'd call me by my first name, which is fine. But some of them would still call me doctor because they were trying to be respectful. But, you would get slapped and you would get yelled at. So basically, you're going into labor and, with my first one, I was in labor for 5 days and I was contracting and I was exhausted and I actually went home for part of it because I still wasn't dilated enough, but because I had low fluid, they had to admit me originally and then I got to go home and then I got to come back. But I was basically contracting for 5 days. So you're squirrely, you're tired, you're fed up. And so, you're naked also. And because I had just trained at that hospital and I was still a resident and all that, everybody wanted to see, me give birth. Okay, well, I didn't want my Lily out there for everybody to see, and everybody's coming in and out of the room, and I'm like, get out of here. So after you kind of push or after you, do whatever they want you to do, you start to close your legs, because you're like, I don't want, a truck accidentally driving through it. And they smack your legs open. They keep smacking your legs open. And you're sitting there and you're seeing stuff come out on the tray because, my doctor was considering forceps and vacuum suction and things like that to try to get the baby out because we were kind of having an arrest of labor. And you're looking at all these things going, that's going to fit? And the stuff, believe it or not, fit. Now, I ended up not needing it, but, I mean, they're putting stuff in you and you're like, oh, my gosh, that fits. And, the thought that was going through my head is I had, like, no cupboard space in my kitchen. And, I have, like, stacks of Tupperware in a corner on the counter. And I'm like, if I knew I had all that extra storage space, I could have used that, like, you know, before the previous party for my baby shower. So all these things are going in you, and then after they take it out of you, you're like, okay, let me close up my legs again, and they're yelling at you, and then you have to push, and they're screaming, and they're yelling at you to not be a weenie and to push, 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 and you don't think of it as being abuse. You think of it as you got to get the baby out. I mean, this is how it's been done for centuries. I mean, you know, modern obstetrics didn't come up with anything new. What they came up with is how to, you know, save babies and how to, you know, prevent, you know, a lot of deaths that happen during pregnancy and during the delivery stage. But you, as a pregnant woman, you trust whatever the hell they say because they've been doing it a lot more than you. I only gave birth twice. I've helped people give birth. So, yeah, maybe I have, you know, that knowledge. But for the most part, you know, somebody who's a midwife, somebody who's a doula, somebody who's an OB, somebody who's a nurse in the labor ward, they know what they're doing. So you listen to them. So if they smack your leg, if they tell you to get the boobs out of the way because it's blocking the line, if they tell you to turn on your side, if they tell you to get up and squat, if they tell you to straighten your leg, if they tell you to put your knees up to your chest, if they tell you to scream and bear down and poop or do whatever, you do it. And you don't think anything of it. The baby's born and you're good. But apparently there are some women that, you know, might not take it very well, or they're being overly abused. And so this Latin article is kind of interesting, and I'm not going to go through it all. But, you know, do we need to modify the way we goad a woman into and cheer a woman on and coach her through childbirth? Does there really have to be that much yelling? Does there really have to be that much lack of privacy? Does there really have to be the slapping and all the hands and the in and the, you know, whatever and the, you know, oh, hey, come over here and take a look. Can we modify that, or are we being weenies? I mean, are we trying to give birth to a child that could not make it? And does all the BS we have in society in terms of being naked and in terms of, you know, being nice and being politically correct go out the window? And so I haven't decided. I haven't really come up with a platform on that. Again, I don't have to because I'm not running for office. But it just, I don't know, you know? I mean, when that baby is at risk and the heart rate's down and you need to get that baby out and everybody's screaming at you, I do better under stress. I need to be yelled at. I just do better being yelled at. I just kind of need that, you know, okay, you know, we need to get our acts together. I like that whole kind of football field, you know, I would do better on a football field than I would in the library. That's just what I prefer. So, interesting study. But if you're thinking about not having birth, don't do it, because it really isn't for weenies. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I really hate bringing up these sort of stories, but it's a learning tool for us. There's an 11-year-old girl who had to lose both her feet. And the reason why is she actually had a more serious illness than doctors first diagnosed her with. Brogan Patridge had shown signs of meningitis while on vacation with her family a couple years back. She was at the beach, then later became ill that night and began to throw up. So she was throwing up. She's throwing up a lot. She wasn't sleeping well and she was throwing up. So the mom, you know, took her to a local emergency room. And the doctors said, okay, well, you know, she's thrown up, so, you know, she probably has a stomach bug. Sent her home. But then the girl's parents rushed her back because the girl started to develop these very blotchy rashes on her legs. And then the doctor said, okay, well, she's got meningitis. And as you know, meningitis is an infection that spreads to the cerebral spinal fluid and the meninges, or the lining of the brain. And you could very easily convulse, seize, die from something like that. So little Brogan had developed sepsis, where then the infection spread throughout the body. And because the leg lost blood flow in sepsis, many times you could go into septic shock, where your blood pressure drops. It's trying to fight an infection, but it's also trying to supply the brain and the heart. And it says, you know what, to hell with the feet, the legs, the hands. So that's why a lot of people, if they get these infections that start to go throughout the body, later are at risk of losing their hands and feet. So she ended up having to lose her left foot and then her right foot. Now, luckily, she's alive, you know, and she's doing okay. But the damage was done, they said, in just a few hours. And it was the only way to save her. Now, here she is 3 years later. She's determined to get her full independence back. And, you know, she's probably going through all the occupational therapy and prostheses, etc. But, you know, basically she came down with meningitis. Now, meningitis is caused by a virus or bacteria. Usually the bad, bad ones are the bacteria, the meningococcal bacteria. And so we have now meningitis shots that the CDC is recommending between 11 and 12 years old, and then a booster at 16. And that helps fight against the serotypes of A, C, W, and Y. They say also for those people that didn't get the earlier booster, they can get one between 16 and 23. They could get the serogroup B meningococcal vaccine. But the reason why I bring this up isn't because I want to depress everybody about a kid that had to lose her feet. Is let's go back a few paragraphs to doctors thought she had a stomach bug. Okay? And this was, mom did everything right, by the way. Mom brought the child in to be evaluated in person. I do telemedicine. And I probably, every few days, get ripped a new one by a parent when I suggest that the child needs to be looked at in person. And some of these people are really getting mean. I mean, the very first week I did telemedicine, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this service. This is fantastic. And now, just overnight, they just demand. It's like they want French fries with their burger. And if you don't give the French fries, and you're like, okay, now wait a second here. Okay, your child sounds sick. And so I can't tell you how many times I get called over the phone by, yeah, my kid's vomiting. Now, I'm not saying just because your kid threw up, your kid has meningitis and is going to lose her legs. But how the heck am I over the phone supposed to determine that this kid doesn't have anything urgent? And so when somebody calls me up saying, you know, yeah, my kid has a weird rash, my kid's not feeling good, my kid's vomiting, and I go, okay, you need to take him in. They're like, no, just prescribe for us some medicine. I'm like, and that's how I say it directly. I go, I don't want to get this wrong. I don't want to gamble with your child's life over the phone. Now, we talk about telemedicine a lot on the show, and we're going to be talking about it more because it sounds like the majority of you are going to be asked by your insurance company to use telemedicine first. If you haven't been asked, it's coming, where you're going to be told to call your telemedicine company first before you consider going to your doctor, before you consider going to an ER, before you consider going to an urgent care. And on one end, that could be life-saving, fantastic. You know, rather than you guys sitting there going, oh, no, I'll just wait till tomorrow, you could get a doctor right there on the phone, nurse practitioner, who could say, no, you get off your butt and go now. So it can be very, very life-saving. On the other end, once parents start to bully the medical provider into doing something, when the medical provider's like, look, baby's got to get seen, now we have a problem. Because if the doctor does prescribe something for nausea or whatever, parents will be like, all right, well, I'll go to the pharmacy, I'll pick it up, I'll see how that goes, and you're losing hours. This kid started to go into sepsis within hours. And if we are now building a healthcare system where you do everything over the phone, you give that a chance first, we could be in a lot of trouble. And are we going to get the stories? Are we going to be told, you know, oh, well, we have this kid that, you know, tried this medicine first and they did, you know, not yet. Unfortunately, bad things are going to happen before it finally hits the media. I mean, look at with vaping. Vaping's been around for over a decade. And it just didn't fit the narrative of, all right, we're going to stop smoking and we got this campaign to quit smoking and look at all the people we helped quit smoking. Meanwhile, somebody in the background was like, I don't know if vaping's safe. I don't know if I'm, you know, 100% convinced that vaping's the way to go. No, yeah, never mind, we're fine, it's good, keep going. And now all of a sudden, overnight, we're like, oh, vaping's bad and it's killing people and it's causing lung injuries and the CDC got involved. Well, yeah, a little too late. And vaping might be safer than tobacco smoke, but it's not safe. I don't think vaping's safe. It's safer, but it doesn't mean safe. Driving a car at 90 miles an hour versus driving a car at 90 miles an hour blindfolded. Not being blindfolded is safer, but 90 miles an hour in a school zone, not safe. So, you know, how do you approach this new medical landscape? You're going to be very innocently, you know, put in a position where you might be either, you're going to be forced to have medical visits done over the phone or online by your insurance, if that's what your insurance company mandates. And if you take the advice and not in the back of your head go, okay, now wait a second, what if I told the doctor, I didn't tell the doctor everything, or what if the doctor is missing something? You need to, in the back of your head, always expect that you're going to have to go to an ER. And this is what I tell patients. I go, look, I can't see your child. I can't listen to their lungs. I don't know if they have a pneumonia. I don't know if they have trouble breathing. I don't know if this vomiting is something else. But if at all these symptoms persist, please, for the love of God, have somebody take a look at the child. And they argue. And one lady over the weekend, I'm like, look, you're telling me your child is wheezing. Yeah, just give my child steroids. I go, somebody needs to put a stethoscope on your child's chest and listen to their lungs. And she just wouldn't have it. Guys, be careful. Your kids don't have a choice. And also, people think that their kids are going to talk like grown-ups do. When a child has pneumonia, they think the child is going to say, you know what, I'm having part of, you know, my chest hurt, and I'm having trouble breathing, and I don't think I'm exchanging oxygen that well. I think I have a pneumonia. Your kid doesn't do that. Your kid, if they have pneumonia, may say they have a tummy ache. My child had bilateral pneumonia and never even had a cough. The only reason why we figured it out is he had a fever, and I made him sleep in my bed, and I kicked my husband out, because rule of my house is whoever has a fever sleeps in my bed. He was about 6 years old. And I, you know, just kind of watched him, and I noticed he was breathing fast in his sleep. So I took him in the next day. We got an x-ray, bilateral pneumonia. It wasn't the, oh, I have cough and I have a productive sputum and I'm coughing this out. That's not how kids present. So as we move forward with medicine, do not let an insurance company or a new medical landscape give you advice that just doesn't seem right with your instinct. If you think someone's got to look at your baby, you make sure. And, you know, remind them, look, I'm hearing cases of where vomiting is a sign of meningitis. Can you tell me why we could go home and you don't think this is a meningitis? You know, make them take that extra 2 seconds to explain to you or reevaluate the child. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in New Orleans say they believe it is a search and rescue operation that's resumed this morning for the one worker still missing following the partial collapse of an under-construction hotel there on Saturday. The sister of the missing man, Anthony Margrota, says her brother wasn't supposed to even be at work on that day.
Praying and I'm hoping and just I feel like I'm losing it.
Two workers were killed. Several others were injured in the collapse. The Kurds now striking a deal with Syria and Russia for military assistance. Syrian and Russian troops are heading to the border to help the Kurds repel the continuing advancing Turkish forces after U.S. forces were ordered to move out of the region by President Trump. Police in Florida say someone mistook a loud noise for a gunshot and it set off a panic at a mall in Boca Raton over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got calls on the answer line, and some of you leave messages when we're not live. Let's go to the answer line right now, 1-877-DOC-DALLY or 1-877-362-3254. Oh, no worries, no worries. Okay, so before we get to the answer line, this is interesting. They have here doctors demand that the FDA adds a breast cancer warning on cheese. Do you guys eat cheese? I love cheese. Some cheeses. I can't eat blue cheese. Blue cheese makes no sense. But it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so physician members for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine are, I guess, petitioning the FDA to put a warning label on cheese, saying dairy cheese contains reproductive hormones that may increase breast cancer mortality risk. So they submitted this request on October 3rd, 2019, and if accepted, cheese manufacturers would have to include the warning label on all dairy cheese products. Now, this group has been very outspoken when it comes to preventive medicine, and dairy products have been linked to breast cancer. Estrogen, apparently in dairy products from cows, can increase breast cancer mortality if you have an estrogen-sensitive sort of breast cancer. And since dairy products, you know, I guess can have, you know, concentrated hormones in them, when you drink the milk or the cheese or the butter or whatever, you could then, unfortunately, be getting these hormone disruptors or these endocrine accelerators, and then it could, unfortunately, trigger something if you are estrogen-sensitive in terms of having breast cancer. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait, this is ridiculous. Okay, aren't we supposed to take in calcium and eat more cheese and, you know, be more, you know, nutritious when it comes to, you know, whole foods and protein and things like that? Yeah, I think dairy is a fantastic food group. I don't particularly like it. I can't stand milk. I can't stand cottage cheese. I'm not a big yogurt eater. I really don't like ice cream for dessert, so I don't eat a lot of dairy. But if I make an arroz con pollo with my seasoned chicken and Spanish rice and cheddar cheese, I load up the cheese. If I eat a quesadilla, I load up the cheese. If I have nachos, I load up the cheese. So I really like my cheese. Love the cheese. But a 2013 study found that for women previously diagnosed with breast cancer, eating one or more servings of high-fat dairy led to 49% higher mortality. And as you know, breast cancer is pretty common. 1 in 8 women become afflicted with it. CDC estimates that 41,000 women died in 2016. So while everybody's wearing pink shirts and pink ribbons and pink flags and pink shoes and pink cleats and all that, you know, to kind of remind us that, you know, we need to be aware that breast cancer, you know, kills tens of thousands of women each year and worldwide, you know, hundreds of thousands, there are things that we might be doing on our own to accelerate it, such as eating high-fat foods, not exercising, avoiding breastfeeding. There's a lot of things that put us at risk. Not getting our mammograms, not getting our ultrasounds. Technically, we're not supposed to be recommending self-breast exams, but I don't really care what the government says. You know, I want you to know your body, you know, and make sure you know and, you know, examine it. And if you feel a lump, have a doctor check it out. I hate this idea of, oh, don't do a breast exam, because if you feel a lump, it could be a false positive. You need to know, you know. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is Lauren Jocks calling from La Mesa, California. Question is, have you ever heard of this before? My aunt, Checo, who is 81 years old, finished working her job at Costco last week on a Saturday. She went to bed like any other day. She got up Sunday and couldn't get out of bed. In other words, she couldn't walk. She could barely walk and has no pain or anything. And apparently, I've never heard of that before. I've heard of that happening to people who've been in a car crash or playing football to get like a whiplash or wrestling. But she just went to normal work day, and that happened to her. And in short, she lives up in the Santa Maria area, and I believe she's under the Blue Shield medical care, not Kaiser, Blue Shield. And she went to see her primary doctor, and all the lady said is, like, took her blood test and thought maybe it's possibly in her right leg, and we better wait a couple weeks till the blood test come back. My goodness, that's an awful long time to wait. And when she, you know, she gets up and takes baby steps, she can get around and drive the car. But I mean, it's like going from full on, no problem, and bam, the next year after you get a good night's sleep, you can't get out of bed. I was wondering, would you know offhand, being very vague, but what could be the cause or symptoms of it? Could it be somehow a pinched nerve? Like I say, is it, I don't believe she's been ever injured in her life before, but, what could that possibly be? Just bad luck or something gave out? Mm, thank you, okay. Dr. Dahlia. And I hope you could read my question over the air I'd like to know if you heard of any cases like that in your medical, career.
Okay, I wish I could talk to you in person. This was, I feel bad for your 81 years old. I mean, and working at Costco, good for her. But the first thing I think of whenever you have sudden weakness in a leg, I think of stroke. Now, I know it's both legs, but I'm a little upset that they only did a blood test and they didn't do an MRI of the brain or a CAT scan of the head. I think of stroke first. I also think of Guillain-Barré, where something is fighting her nerves, where her antibodies are fighting her nerves. Maybe she, you know, I know you said she felt fine, no other symptoms, but maybe she had like a little virus, and then it triggered the immune system. So the immune system started to fight the nerves. But sudden leg weakness, which is what you're describing, not in the arms, but in the legs, it could be true. It could be a pinched nerve. Absolutely. It could be a pinched nerve. It could be a slipped disc. But then she needs imaging. Then she needs also an MRI of the back. I have seen this happen in people who had a tumor in their back. But again, she's never had any issues. She's never had any pain. Why would it just happen overnight? Well, sometimes what happens is, you know, it's like the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, where if a slipped disc or a tumor encroaches on the nerves by even less than a millimeter, it could be just enough to cause the weakness. But there's viruses that do this. There's, you know, Parkinson's. But, again, nothing that acute. But the big thing that comes to my mind is, unfortunately, Guillain-Barré and stroke. So I get how they did blood work. You know, I doubt it's multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis usually affects younger people first. It wouldn't just come on suddenly in an 81-year-old. Pinched nerve, absolutely. And, again, pinched nerve, anything that's encroached on the spinal cord, you would need imaging. You know, Parkinson's disease, you know, the only reason why I would talk about that and consider that is Parkinson's is one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders, and a lot of people have it without realizing it. And then all of a sudden they get these acute, you know, symptoms, and then they're like, well, it looks like you've been developing this for a while. But the problem is the tremor, the lack of gait, the issues, the lack of balance, that usually, you know, is more insidious. It's slower to come on. Now, myasthenia gravis, that's something that would also be in the differential, but I really don't believe that's what's going on. It's, again, a disease that kind of affects, you know, it's kind of neuromuscular, affects the way the muscles can move and the transmitters that affect muscles. And, you know, you usually see these in middle-aged people. So, again, not for an 81-year-old. And then, you know, people always ask about Lou Gehrig's disease. They're afraid of Lou Gehrig's disease. You know, we believe that's caused, it's a neurological disease that, you know, causes you to have, you know, very similar symptoms as any of the above, where you have trouble speaking, trouble talking, difficulty with your muscles, being able to, you know, work your lungs and your breathing, etc. But again, that's slow. And then, you know, very rarely if you're exposed to a toxin, that could cause acute muscle weakness. So my guess is with a blood test, they want to check her salts, wanted to check for toxins, etc., but she needs a scan of the brain, and she needs a scan of the back immediately. Please call us back or email us and let us know what's going on, man, all right? And thank you so much for calling. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I believe two have been killed in the New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel construction collapse. Multiple injured, and I believe they're looking for a third. The search does continue. And this was just horrifying. So over the weekend, we were told that a building started to collapse in New Orleans. There was a construction collapse, and it was a tower that very heavily damaged, unsecured, and unfortunately, there's a worker trapped in the rubble. From what we're understanding from, I believe, his sister, he wasn't even supposed to be at work that day. And engineers are working to stabilize the building. Search dogs went through the site, searching for the missing worker. Two people had been killed in the collapse that happened on Saturday. 30 hospitalized. All but one of the injured have been discharged, so one is still there. And I guess video footage of the building crashing to the ground shows workers emerging from a cloud of dust after the building's upper floors collapsed, leaving debris literally in the street. One body had been removed from the site but not identified yet. Mayor LaToya Cantrell told reporters that crews are working to remove the second body. That was as of last night. She had visited the hospital victim at University Medical Center. He's in stable condition but undergoing surgery on his femur. Family's en route to New Orleans right now. And the crews had to suspend the search for the missing worker, probably because of the unstable situation. But from what we understand, rescue crews right now at the Hard Rock Hotel are focusing on an area facing North Rampart Street, and they continue searching for this worker. When you see these sites, you just look at how the heck are they going to get through all that rubble? How are they going to find the person? You know, and, you know, sometimes all the victim could do is tap, you know, on, you know, use their wedding ring and, you know, tap on metal, you know, because they get tired of screaming help. You know, you can only do that after so many days. This happened on Saturday. Also, they're dehydrated. They're starting to get hungry, hypoglycemic. Crews have brought in two cranes that they hope can position equipment to stabilize the building, and a third crane, which is precariously leaning on the corner of Canal and North Rampart. This is like in, I believe, French Quarter. They're also prepared to drain a pool located on the upper floors of the site ahead of the rain in the forecast, saying they want to prevent any added weight that could precipitate a second collapse. They're also relying on search dogs, listening, and infrared equipment, designed to help rescuers find infrared to see if they find body heat and they could see somebody there. When I see this, the first thing that comes to my mind is, are there any other buildings, whether in New Orleans or New York or, you know, San Francisco or, you know, some of these cities that were built pretty early on, more back east than the west, that are in fear of collapse? You know, we really don't know what happened. You know, sure, it's the Hard Rock Hotel, and Hard Rock Hotel is new and modern, but was it, you know, was its foundation an old hotel? So right now they've cut off traffic. They've asked motorists to kind of go around, and, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. But when you know that somebody's missing and somebody's still there, it just breaks your heart. Speaking of breaking hearts, they say if you watch your football team lose, or soccer, basketball, whatever, it can break your heart and possibly kill you. That whole broken heart syndrome and, you know, that Takotsubo's cardiomyopathy, heart attack, angina. Yep. Scientists are warning that the stress caused by watching sports and the defeat of a sports team can damage your heart. According to a new study, fans of losing sides are 29% more likely to suffer a deadly cardiovascular emergency, like heart attack, angina, acute coronary syndrome, or stroke. By comparison, winning side has a 20% lower chance. They say the downsides of losing outweigh the positive effects of winning. Spectators are on balance 6% more likely to suffer a deadly heart attack on a match day. Whether it's soccer, they studied soccer, but same thing with football. Men appear more vulnerable, with the chance of fatal and non-fatal cardiovascular events increasing more steeply on football days than women. Well, I mean, I love sports. I watch them a lot. You know, it could just be the numbers. But this research was outlined in Journal of Sports Sciences, and it concluded that cardiovascular events are triggered by great mental stress and emotional upheaval in relation to soccer matches. Remember, they call soccer football everywhere else but here. They also suggested increased alcohol and tobacco consumption to relieve upset feelings might be a factor. So, this is interesting. You know, I love watching sports, and I have a sports app where I could bet money. It's, I think, through Stations Casino. And I'm not a big gambler. I'm afraid to gamble because, you know, I saw what happened with my dad. But I notice I enjoy the game a lot more when I have money on it and we're winning. And I found the euphoria, even if it's just a little money, like $5 or $10, even if it's just a little bit. I just love the euphoria of winning. So yesterday, I put money on the Cowboys. And because they were playing the Jets. Need I say more? And I don't know what the heck happened, but our defense stunk. And the Jets scored, you know, and kind of put the Cowboys out. They could have at the end, if they got the two-point conversion, tied, then gone into overtime, got a touchdown, and then actually covered the spread. But no, that didn't happen. And I had just a little bit of money on the game. My husband couldn't watch. When we were losing, he's like, I don't need this, I can't watch. He left. And it wasn't about the money, because there was hardly any money on the game. He just didn't want to go through the story, which was smart. Now, I actually criticized him for doing that. I'm like, it's just a game. You don't have to leave. You don't have to whatever. But, you know, if your loved one doesn't really want to watch a team lose, you know, let them leave. But you see, I don't watch football for that. I watch football to study. I study how teams, you know, if your team loses, sometimes that is a huge advantage for you if you're really, you know, parlaying and covering, you know, and, you know, setting your bets and, you know, figuring out, you know, how to do your, you know, how to do your tickets and things like that. You know, I like to study and see what happens. You know, what I notice is some teams like the Chiefs and the Cowboys really come through in the end. Others, they just sink. You know, like, remember the Broncos Super Bowl? Remember they had a safety, like, first play of the game? And the Broncos, I forget who they were playing, never really were able to kind of regroup from that psychological hit. And I'm like, so what? It was a safety, no big deal. But they just never recouped. And so, you know, I like to kind of watch that and I like to study that, you know. But the reason why I bring this up is a lot of you guys don't watch sports. You don't watch soccer. You don't watch football. All right, I get that. But we have an election coming up. And I am seeing people very, emotional and passionate and starting to get their panties all up in a bunch because of what's going to be happening with the next election. And, you know, we've talked about post-election, you know, health issues where some people are just so mad that Obama won or Trump won that they get themselves sick. Blood pressure, depression, all that. And, you know, it's like I say with football or soccer, it's just a game. Same thing with an election. It's just a game. Now, I understand a lot of us want to get passionate about something. You know, we find something to get passionate about. You know, we pick a team. And, you know, we like to, we just do it. It's just something that kind of gets our blood pumping. And we just, I don't know, I guess we feel more human when we do that. I get it. If you're having fun. But if you're not having fun, it's just going to hurt. Just, you know, take it down a couple notches. It's not that big a deal. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.